Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Grace Marie Turner back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is an original member of the Brain Trust, going all the way back to when the Brain Trust was founded in 98. She is the most knowledgeable person on the planet with regard to healthcare public policy. She is the president of the Galen Institute, which is an organization devoted to understanding healthcare public policy and how it affects you and me in our lives and in our businesses. And more importantly, she's my good friend and yours too, whether you know it or not. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for that nice introduction. I have to say there are probably several hundred people, maybe several thousand people in the bureaucracy in Washington who think they know a lot more than I do about health policy, but I know about free market ideas.
That's right.
I know about how to put the government in charge of our health care.
Yeah, and there's you against hundreds of them, and so you're almost outnumbered. And I'll take those odds as long as we got you, Grace Marie. Look, one of the things that happened in the month of December was there were a number of bad days for Obamacare. With regard to or at least two judges that kicked it in the head. There are plus the Republicans are getting the control of the Congress. Of course, that happened in November, but I mean the last month or two has not been a good time for Obamacare, has it?
It really hasn't. In fact, there was one week in the middle of December the Obamacare really took on water from two major court cases. There was a decision in a case in the Eastern District of Virginia. Judge Henry Hudson said that the individual mandate, the mandate that everybody has to purchase health insurance, is unconstitutional. And that's really the center pole on the tent. He said that this is a reach of federal police power that will not have any bounds. He said this violates the spirit and the law of the Constitution. And then a couple of days later, in a courtroom in Florida, there was a hearing for the case in which 20 different states are challenging Obamacare as an overreach of federal power.
Right.
And this judge has the quote I thought of the day was, he says, "Does that mean they can decide how much broccoli everyone should eat each week? Where is the end of this?"
Right.
And the attorney for the state said, absolutely. He said the act would leave more constitutional damage in its wake than any other statute in our history.
Wow.
So, you know, this is really taking on water. And then this last week, over Christmas, we learned that the Obama administration is trying to get a regulation in place that really violates the will of the electorate. Remember all the town hall meetings last year with all of the fear of death panels? Well, there was a provision in the House bill that would have allowed doctors to do end-of-life counseling. And a columnist turned this, and Sarah Palin sent out a tweet saying that these were death panels. Well, they really weren't, but nonetheless, that got pulled for the legislation because it scared people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just learned that they're going to put this in place through regulation.
Tell the audience what a death panel is.
Well, basically, they're saying that doctors can give you end-of-life counseling about if you're not able to make decisions for yourself. Do you want hospice care? Do you want to be on a respirator? What kind of, you know, do you want aggressive treatment or not? And do you have somebody you can appoint to make those decisions for you?
Right.
Those are reasonable decisions. But people were very frightened when the government was telling doctors that they could do this counseling, because the government is also paying the bills. So it's a conflict of interest.
Exactly.
So that's what really.
So, the idea is where what's that going to look like in 20 years or 25 years, and when the budgets are getting squeezed and all that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And yeah, I don't want the government. Whenever I'm laying there, or I'm dealing with a loved one, I don't want the government in the room.
And you see, you already see where this goes in Great Britain, which does have a government-run healthcare system.
Right.
People can see physicians privately, or they can see them through the National Health Service. Well, the people who go through the public plan, the National Health Service, they are basically not told about the newest cancer drugs that are available. They're just not even told they're available, where the private patients will get them. So we find that there's rationing by silence, that the government basically says, the doctor can't tell the patient about this new drug because they'll get mad if they can't get it.
Right.
So you can't tell them about it.
So there are all kinds of things coming out about this bill, about this law, folks, that we're learning more and more about. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Grace Marie if she can tell us what are some of the things that small business...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.